Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
Now that's the first secret you don't use. If you take a knife or a gun or a bomb, what can you do to a spiritual being?
Nothing.
The only thing you can destroy is flesh. But I use God's mighty weapons, not those made by man, to knock down the devil's strongholds. These weapons can break down every proud argument. Now listen to me closely. I love this translation in the Living Bible. These weapons can break down every proud argument against God and every wall that can be built to keep man from finding Jesus. Think about that. These weapons can break down every proud argument, every argument that anybody comes against you with about Jesus. I can break down every proud argument against God and every wall that can be built to keep men from finding Jesus. How many walls can you break down?
Every.
All of them. With these weapons, I can capture rebels and bring them back to God and change them into men whose heart's desire is obedience to Christ. With a promise like that, you have nothing to fear. Think about what that just said. How many walls can you break down?
Everybody.
All of them. Everybody that's disobedient to Christ, what can you do to these rebels? You can bring them back in. Sure. You have power over them. And verse 6 says, I will use these weapons against every rebel who remains after I have first used them on you, yourselves, and you surrender to Christ. Now, when you learn these things, you can bring anybody into the kingdom. I had somebody say the other night, do you mean I can bring somebody into the kingdom against his own will? Yes. Yes. Sure. That's what this is saying. His will is against God because who has blinded his mind? The devil. It's not that human being. No human being in their right mind wants to die and go to hell and live in the fires of hell. No human being wants to do that in the flesh. I mean, if I walked up to any human being, I can just imagine right now. If I walked up to this precious young person right here, right now, and I said, I'll tell you what I've got for you. I've got right here in my pocket a ticket from here to Hawaii and back and $5,000 spending money for you to go and have a blast. Would you like to take it and go?
I would love to take that.
Oh, you. I mean, that wasn't very difficult for me to convince you, was it? Not at all. How many of you would take that?
Amen.
Every one of you would. Now then, is that anything? But I walk up to this precious young person and I say, I have the King of the universe waiting to forgive every sin, to bring you into his kingdom, to give you all power over the enemy, and to give you a magnificent mansion in heaven that's got streets paved with gold and jewels for foundations. How would you like to take it? It's a free gift. And they say, I'm not interested. Makes you wonder, doesn't it, young lady? But see who's blinded their mind to the things of God. The devil. So what can you do? You can take these mighty weapons of God that God has given us. Well, what in the world are these weapons?
Prayer.
Oh, that's absolutely. That's one of them. Let's go down through here and look at some of these weapons. Matthew 16:19. Let's start with that. Matthew 16:19. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Wow, I can't think of anything I'd rather have than the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Wow! What power! Anything, he's given it to us as the church. Whatever. we allow on earth will be allowed in heaven. He's given us this power. And then let's go a little bit further. He tells us in Matthew 18:18, he gives it to us again. Because assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And again I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they shall ask, it will be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. You realize how many times God told us something twice? Even His magnificent promises, He tells you two times, Saul, Saul, Samuel, Samuel, David, David, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Go right down the page. Whatever you bind on earth. See, God knew man because He made him. I learned this secret from Dr. James Dodson. One day I was listening to him. He said, you know, there's a strange event occurs in the womb of a mother of every boy at 20, I believe it was 24 or 26 weeks. I forget what it was. But he said at this particular time in the brain of every male child, a chemical reaction takes place. And it severs the link between the right and left brain in every male. It does not happen in females. So every male is born automatically with brain damage. Every woman already knows that. So you women, your right and left brain has the ability to communicate instantaneously, where man cannot do that. It has to run around in there. That's why whenever the song leader says, song, we're going to sing 121. And the guy says, what song did he say? She says, 121, dear. Oh, okay, I got it this time. So see, you have to tell it twice to every man. Now, you women, some of y'all know your husbands are not even normal there. You have to tell him 6, 8, 10 times, right? Here's a lady laughing over here. Is that true, young lady? Some things, right? But us guys, y'all just realize we got brain damage. There's nothing we can do about it. God made us like this. He even knew it in the Word, because he said in the Word. When he went to call Saul, he didn't call Saul one time. He said, Saul, Saul. He wanted to make sure he got his attention. Make sure he heard him. So then when Samuel, he said, Samuel, Samuel. Yes, Master. And he got up and I mean, you see where I'm coming from. This lady just got a hold of this up here. She's really got a good kick out of this that all of us guys are born with brain damage. See, I could tell that story. I have to realize I'm born with it too. See, there's no difference. So the Lord has to call, tell me twice too. But unfortunately, sometimes He has to tell me 6 or 8 times. You know, and boy, when my wife was alive, could she agree with that? I walk in, she said, honey, I want you to do this for me. I said, okay, and I get me a glass of tea and I sit down. She said, you hear what I said? I said, yeah. She said, what did you say? I said, you want me to do something, something. She said, that's not what I said at all. I know none of y'all ever had a husband like that. Oh, yeah, some of you have. So you have to realize that's why the Lord told us two times, so He could get the men's attention. Now, you girls, y'all would have got it the first time through, see. But us guys, He has to work with us a little bit more diligently. Now then, so if Satan can be bound by the believer or his demons can be bound by the believer. The power of the Holy Spirit loosed on someone, we are ready to go to battle. Now we're ready to fight the battle. When we learn who we are. Now this is the way you fight the battle. First of all, this secret I learned the hard way. You start doing warfare against the devil from the earth and you get beat up on. Because there is a group of demons called principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, which are earthbound. And then there's spiritual wickedness in the heavens, in high places. Well, from the earth, I can do all kinds of damage to Satan's demons that are on earth, but I can't reach those beasts up there. So by not being able to reach them up there, I wondered when I started doing spiritual warfare from the earth, I started getting beat up on. my church started getting beat up on. We started having excessive sickness and disease in the church. Women started miscarrying babies. Lord, I don't understand this. He said, you're doing your warfare from the earth. And you can't reach the spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. I said, so what do I do, Lord? He says, catch yourself up into your position in the third heaven, where you're above them. I said, Lord, how do I do that? He said, how do you do everything in my kingdom? I said, by faith. He said, that's it. He said, you close your eyes, you envision yourself leaving the earth, you by faith envision yourself going right through the second heaven. You can see all those spiritual wickedness all throughout there, but I've sent my angels to be companions to protect you as you go through the second heaven. He said, envision yourself coming right into the throne room where I've already seated you with my son. He said, when you get there, now then you're in the third heaven. He said, now then you can do all kinds of warfare against Satan and his demons, and you're high above them and they're under your feet. I said, Lord, this is awesome. So I started changing my way of doing things. I started catching myself up into the third heaven by faith. I can do this driving down the road in my truck with my eyes wide open. When I learned this, I began to come against the devil. I began to come against, I'd catch myself up, and I'd envision myself seated with Christ in the third heaven. Does the Word of God say that's where you are?
Yes.
Sure it does. So why don't we start believing the book? I'd catch myself right up there in my rightful position, and I've taken many a person into the third heaven. And I said, now we're going to pray. We're going to come against the forces of darkness for your wife or your husband or whatever they are. I said, close your eyes and by faith envision you're seeing everything I'm saying. And I would tell them, I said, now then realize that we're here on earth. We're on our knees right here, but your eyes are closed. And all of a sudden see yourself coming out of your physical body.
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we'll continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.